Right, welcome to the long overdue judging and critique for Medicating Haunted. Starting off with Stoller, you have a couple of language errors, like decent rather than descent, and Earl Grey and mass not being capitalized. But the big thing for me is the dispatch call and the CPR. Discussion of the errors therein will be followed by their relevance to something that is, at its base, creative nonfiction. First, I told you about hanging out at a communication center, right? Admittedly, I hang out at a Canadian one, and this is presumably Australian. But there are certain important things that don't seem like they'd be jurisdictional. First, the dispatcher would give an ETA. Estimated time of arrival tends to be important, so that people know when to look for the ambulance. In BC, they also ask for any pets to be put away. Second, there was a big international study looking at this, so I know they do so in Australia. Out-of-hospital cardiac arrest has a significantly higher survival rate, nearly 20% higher, actually, when treated with dispatcher-directed compression-only CPR. I wrote a paper about it. Even if your grandma knows what she's doing, the dispatcher would have tried. It might have helped, actually. As the CPR described is... Well, current Australian standards are for 30 compressions to 2 breaths. That's likely transitioning to compression only in the 2015 revision, and lay people are encouraged to do compression only anyway, but according to your description, she performs it when he's seizing or something, and stops when he stops moving? This is not standard. The standard for CPR is also to continue until either you no longer can, until there are spontaneous returns of signs of life, or until advanced help arrives. The lupus could explain not being able to continue, but it's not mentioned at that point. And then the paramedics get there, which is great. I fucking love paramedics. We are like Batman in practical pants. But he's got rigor mortis? How long did it actually take them to arrive? I have no way of knowing, as there is no ETA given, but am very confused, as it usually takes 3 to 4 hours for rigor mortis to set in. Paramedics can't declare anyone dead in North America, since they're the arms of a doctor. They'd have to call in first. This may be different in Australia, she may be glossing over things she didn't notice, but it's something to point out. Artistic license is all well and good, and can make things flow better. But try not to fudge details about paramedics when submitting something to a paramedic, as it distracts something from the story itself. And even though it's creative nonfiction and based on her experience, it is still a story, and needs to flow. It is super okay to fact-check grandma. It is actually a really respectful route, too, as it means you aren't relying solely on memory, which would be difficult, as traumatic things can be hard to remember other than the details that are seared on the brain. It is also okay to embroider and provide details like how long the ambulance took to get there, why they thought she murdered him, and when exactly he vomited. Dispatch calls are sometimes available in news records. American media at least likes to replay them around murders and stuff, so they are probably available on YouTube. Australian CPR standards are also available freely and easily online. I actually checked them earlier to see if they were super different from Canadian and American ones. So, you could check those. You could check those and take artistic license with Grandma's story to add more real-world facts that might be something to do in revisions. Finally, on to Caliphatient Core. By finally, I'm not referring to the stunning number of entries I got, but rather to the fact that I can't believe anyone would willingly listen to me rant about CPR for this long. Your story was really on target with what I was looking for with this prompt. The writing can definitely be tightened up in places, but some of the sentence construction actually contributed to the feeling of vagueness and desperation. Very short, and I wouldn't have minded more immersion and details of what he was seeing, but decent overall. So, the results. Solar, solid effort, but a lot of problems. Caliphatient Core, congratulations, you win! Come back in January for the 3rd annual Bad Romance Contest.